I'm ready for a break. I think that the department, the division has indicated that there's at least several items of information that they would like to provide to the committee members. And because we are the primary committee of review, this goes on to finance next, just to look at things like that fiscal note, I would certainly like to make sure that all the members are entirely comfortable with where we are, where we aren't with this. So let's get the information back from the department on this, and the sooner we get the information from you, the sooner we can reschedule it again. Comments from the committee? You're out of here early. What are you going to do with yourself?
He has a conflict.
Yeah, you should
have a conflict. You can't.
Madam Chair, the next time we have this before us, will you be accepting amendments then?
I think we'll probably be ready. I have not had any indication that there's a pressing desire for further public comment on it. We had a good overview today by the department, and I think that was very important and very necessary. I appreciate that Representative Crawford knows more personally about this than the rest of us, and you may be getting bored, but it's been very helpful to me, and I appreciate the efforts that the department has gone through to educate us. Representative
Crawford. Madam Chair, I just think it was very good and informative hearing, and I appreciate the department coming over and the visit earlier, and some of these ideas and questions that I've generated and kind of been drawn out of what others have asked. But I would also note that the meeting was advertised as normal. There was no business people out there clamoring, saying that this is going to break the bank. And I think just because we're last in the nation, and we've always had this notion that we're open for business. What this does, it says not only are we open for business, we're open for employees. I think it's important to recognize that that group was notably absent. For whatever reason, I can't suggest, but I would also ask the department if you could just in very brief terms tell me who is eligible or perhaps ineligible for unemployment insurance. I didn't realize that if you were fired, eventually you could get back on and draw unemployment. Or if you quit a job, you could draw unemployment. It didn't seem right to me, but if you could just in brief terminology, provide that answer, since we're not going to move this out today.
Right, good.
And the other thing that
I think we were looking to get it.
Yeah. Just get up to me unless the other members want it. But the other thing I would like you to find out is if Representative Crawford is eligible for unemployment, a second job.
Definitely underemployed.
I can tell you. And I am not eligible. That this is having this job precludes me from drawing unemployment until I'm no longer a representative.
Even during the interim?
Even during the interim.
You've got your answer, Mr. Blankenship.
Well, then you don't have to add. I don't have to add.
No.
Madam Chair, I won't be offering that amendment.
And I'd particularly be interested in seeing the breakdown on the seasonal employees and how we compare to other states as far as interstate claims, because I certainly think that, you know, workers like Representative Crawford need to be protected, and if those workers are going to stay in the state. But if, as you know, Representative Rookberg said, that rocking chair money is going out of state for 4 or 5 months, as long as somebody can claim it, and then they just drop off and get another job, or whatever the case may be, certainly think we should take a look at that, because we are very seasonal as far as, you know, possibly compared to other states.
Senator Rookberg.
That's right. I'd be curious. I think one reason that Alaska has an employee contribution was to try to dissuade people from that type of a thing, because we had such a transient workforce. Because people had an investment in it, so they felt that they were making a contribution. Number one, didn't feel bad about accepting the money, but on the other hand, we wanted to dissuade other people from it. So there's that super amount of leakage. Always is very troublesome. You know. And I will say, Madam Chair, that I will not be comfortable with any bill that takes away the review of this from the legislature. Although I certainly support other other things from the Department of Labor, and like one, for example, the Plumbing Code, I wish would really go away from the legislature, but hasn't.
See, I
yet.
Told you we could talk till 6 o'clock. There's nothing further to come before the committee. We're adjourned at 5:02. Thank you and have a nice weekend.